Yeah, hey, what is going on, y'all? Ladies and gents, man, you know what it is, man. You tuned into the most blessed, most prolific, most entertaining, most vulnerable, the Justin Blessed Podcast. Man, feels good to be back on the mic. You already know what it is. One of my favorite places to be, especially with y'all as well. So, man, I appreciate y'all for staying tuned in. Man, if you haven't already, please subscribe. Man, follow your boy on Instagram, social media platforms at JustinBless_. Man, share the pod too, man. That's how I'm able to grow and get up on them algorithms if y'all share with your friends, families, foes, and everybody come across. Man, woo! Man, we got a great pod today. I'm excited, feeling good, looking good. You already know what it is, man, and I am good. Yeah. Man, it's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less. They know me from the east to the west. I'm the best. Shoot, and they know me on the east coast too, man, because we're getting the coasting like we Lupe Fiasco. I mean, whoo. Man, I'm here. Thank you guys. Yo, man, how you guys feeling today? Let's take that moment real quick. Be in tune with yourself real quick. You know what I mean? You can put your hands on your heart. You can close your eyes. You could just take a moment just to breathe real quick. You know what I mean? Let's do that real quick. Let's breathe real quick. I think that's be a great thing that we all breathe together. You feel me? This is going to be something simple. You feel me? So this is a little breathing exercise that I do. I actually got it off of the Apple Watch type of thing. And also some YouTube videos as well. It's a breathing exercise. And if you can control your breath, very important. Very important for all situations in your life that might occur. So we're just going to, you know, take a deep breath, hold it for 10 seconds, and then actually hold it for 5 seconds, and then we're going to release for, I believe the next one is 8 seconds, so you release for 8 seconds, and then we're going to do that again, you know what I mean? We're going to do that 3 times. I normally do about 10 times, but 3 times, you feel me? Because we're on the pod and we try to get to it, but I want to make sure you guys are in the zone and you guys clear with me. So let's start it. You feel me? Let's get it. Deep breath.
Hold. Release.
Another one.
Release.
Another one.
Release.
Yeah, man. Whoo, man, we feeling like money right now, yo. We feeling good. You feel me? Present. Happy that you guys did that with me, man. Hopefully that helped you out a bit, man. If you were going through something, if you were not going through anything and you're just in tuned in, hopefully that you participated with the breathing, man, and definitely do those things, man. I'm telling you, it's very beneficial for your lungs. Everybody has anxiety, you feel me? Everybody's built with that. Everybody's, you know, built with those emotions, anxiety, depression, sadness, and overthinking and all that stuff, you feel me? Some people just have it a little bit worse, but that don't mean that you don't have it, you feel me? So if you take care of your mental, you will not get mentally ill, you feel me? Just kind of like if you don't take care of your physical body, no matter if you're fat or skinny or, you look normal, you look healthy, but the inside of your body is rotten. Same thing, you feel me? You're not taking care of it. So breathing exercise really does take care of your mental in a extreme, big, positive way. Yeah, man, but shoot, man. Today, man, today about me and what's going on with your boy. So today, I thought I was gonna chill, right? Cause that's my whole move, man. I'm like, bruh, I'm about to just chill today. I'm not gonna be doing much. Your boy not going nowhere. Like, bruh, sleeping in, all sorts of stuff is what I had in mind, right? What I was reckoning. But your boy, that shit did not happen. So I was trying to sleep in. I normally wake up hella early regardless, bruh. Like, I wake up at like 4:30 or something like that, 5:35, somewhere around there. And your boy always has to pee, man. I always have to use the restroom because I drink hella water. So I guess the water can't stay fully overnight. Even if I like super empty the bladder right before I go to sleep, right? For some reason, your boy still wake up and gotta go pee. So had to do that, right? Going back to sleep, I'm like, yo, I'm about to sleep in. You feel me? Trying to wake up at like 12. You feel me? Noon. Ain't even happened. Went to sleep. Woke about 4 hours later. Not you. Yeah, about like 4 hours later. I woke up at like 9. Excuse me. Woke up at like 9. And I was like, man, I just want to just chill, right? But my body was just not letting me. My body had the urge to go do something active, something positive, something, you know what I mean? Great in a sense, right? To do greatness. Greatness don't start with just something big, like boom. Like, nah, like Michael Jordan didn't become great. Michael Jackson didn't become great with one song, or Michael Jordan didn't become great with just one practice or one championship. Like, nah, it's consistent work. So my body had the urge. And like I told y'all before, man, I got this voice in my head. It's called the greatness voice. And it wants me to push and do better always. So I wanted to chill. My body didn't let me. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go to the gym. So I went to the, so I got up, did my thing, went to the gym. So I went to the gym, had a great stretch. Hell yeah. I'm like, your boy was like sore from previous week, but stretched that mug out, did some squats, just hit some legs, something light, nothing too crazy. Cause I know I'm not going to the gym. Like, I normally don't go to the gym on like Mondays, and I normally don't go to the gym on Mondays because it'd be packed as hell in there, bro. You know what I mean? I need to switch my routine up and get back into 6 a.m. going to the gym, because those were the best. No matter what day it is, hardly anybody in there. I need to switch it up and get back to that. But anyways, went to the gym, did my thing. Then I had to go do my taxes, bro. This is my first year doing my taxes with being a property investor, being a real estate investor, man. Yo, round of applause for your boy. Your boy in a new tax bracket, baby. You know what I mean? And if you don't do it right, man, that new tax bracket can hit your pockets. But your boy did it right, though. Because it's about you showing that you didn't make any money on paper. You feel me? Wink, wink. Hit it with the wink. That's what that's about, right? Showing that you didn't make anything, but your boy made some things, real nice things, real nice things. So I didn't know what was going on, right? Like, I didn't know how to file this, how to do this. My property management company sent me the tax papers, and then, you know, where I got my mortgage at, like, they send me the year-to-date taxes and stuff like that. And I'm just like, bruh, I don't even know what to do. I kind of felt like overwhelmed a bit because I didn't know what to do. So I just put them joints on the side, and I was like, I'll get to them later. My mom calls me about like a week ago or so, and She asked me if I did my taxes. I was like, nah. And then I explained to her. I was like, yo, I don't know what to do. Like, nobody has been in this position that I'm in that I know of that could help me with this. Like, I don't know if I just go to like a normal place or can I just go with my normal tax person. Hey, shout out to Stephanie, a young lady that I grew up with. She's been doing my taxes for like the last 5 years or so. But that's just only W-2s, you feel me? And I'm pretty sure she don't know how to do with investment properties. So it's a totally different form. I had like two of them hoes, like two different ones for this. And I was like, yeah, she don't know how to do that. She just know how to do the W-2s. So I was like, man, I can't even use her, right? And I was just like, she just felt overwhelmed. And I was just like, man, forget all that. I told my mom, expressed to her, and she was like, just take it to H&R Block. And I'm like, yeah, but like, I don't know. Like, I heard they be taxing. Like, I ain't trying to go over there. I ain't trying to pay for you just to put some numbers in, right? And I was like, yeah, I ain't going to do that. And she was like, no, I do it. And she was really going to help you out. And if this year don't work out your first year, at least have it right your first year. And if you can find a different way to do different things the following year, then, you know what I mean, then do that. And I'm like, all right, you right. Shoot, let's do that. So anyway, so I went to H&R Block. I was dealing with this girl named Rebecca, like Rinkin or something like that is her last name. Shouts to her, man. She was a cool older lady. And she was, I don't know, like sometimes like this kind of like makes me feel good. But I am nowhere near my dreams, dog. You know what I mean? Like, and that boy, Kanye West, said that best, man. Like, other people are like, yeah, like, oh my goodness, you are so far doing so much amazing things, blah, blah, blah. You doing this, you doing that. And I'm like, bruh, I'm nowhere near where I want to be, dog. And listen to this video real quick, because this Kanye West said that's perfect, man.
I am hungry, dog. Motherfuckers always be talking about what I got. Oh, this nigga, he got this, he got that. But niggas don't even realize I ain't nowhere near. I might be living your American dream, but I'm nowhere near where my dream is, dog. I got aspirations. I got big dreams, motherfucker.
You feel me, motherfucker? Big dreams, aspiration, mug. That's fire, bruh. That was off his documentary. If you guys haven't watched it, it's in parts. I believe it drops every Wednesday or so as a part. Man, great documentary. That was in the first episode, this joint right here. Man, it was, let's play that one more time.
I am hungry, dog. Motherfuckers always be talking about what I got. Oh, this nigga, he got this, he got that. But niggas don't even realize I ain't nowhere near. I might be living your American dream, but I'm nowhere near where my dream is, dog. I got aspirations. I got big dreams, motherfucker.
Big dreams, motherfucker. You know what I mean? That joint was fire, man. That nigga was dropping freaking bars, bruh. Hungry, dog. Hungry. So, yeah. Back to like Rebecca at H&R Block, right? So you feel me? Like, I show her my stuff that I got and everything like that. And she's looking at my age, feel me? Looking at my ID and everything like that. And your boy, and she's like, you do this? And then again, you feel me? We're in America at the end of the day. Let's keep that all the way 100%. Hey, no disrespect to the Caucasian white people listen to my podcast, but it's about honesty over here at this podcast, bro. We're keeping it all the way 100, bro. Like George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, the list and the names go on and on. At the end of the day, there's still some type of stigma or like some type of, not say stigma, some type of like forecast judgment that us blacks should do, will do, and what we're getting out to type of thing, right? And I have tattoos and stuff, you feel me? On my arms. You can't really see the rest of the ones on my body, whatever, but you know what I mean? And young black nigga with tattoos and whatnot, I could tell her in her eyes and in her face, she couldn't believe it, what was going on. She was like, man, like, this guy has a apartment complex, like, at this age, any black? Yo, like, but, you know what I mean? Like, she was a cool person, but I just know she had, like, I see it on her face, which is all cool, all good, you feel me? It is what it is, you know, it's what I signed up for, so I don't hold her or knock her on or anything like that. And then again, I know where I'm at, bro. I'm in America. So she's saying, oh my goodness, you know, kind of like hyping a nigga up in a way, you feel me? Not hype, but like kind of like shocking, not hyping a nigga up, but like kind of shocking. She didn't expect this type of thing, right? And she was like, oh, like, it's like the, it's more than the American dream, right? Because the American dream is for you to, this is the exact order, my nigga, of the American dream, which is, because you got one American dream, that's 99% of the people, then there's that 1% that, nah, there's more to this, right? But that American dream thing is to, like, I feel it's like a cap, you feel me? Like, it caps you out. And if you aspire to do that way and live that way and stuff like that, then, you know what I mean? Like, hey, whatever floats your boat, whatever, you know what I mean? Dip you got in your tea, you feel me? That's for you, it's not for me type of thing. But anyways, it's go to school after high school, graduate from, get your diploma. So graduate from high school. After that, go to college, you feel me? Get a good job, you feel me? Well, you got to graduate college too, you feel me? Get a good job. Then get a house. And preferably that it's a two-story house, two-car garage, front yard, backyard, and two cars, you feel me? One for you, one for your wife. And that's it. And retire at 65, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. To me, I always aspired to have more because your boy hungry, you feel me? Like my boy Kanye said.
I am hungry, dog. Motherfuckers always be talking about what I got. Oh, this nigga, he got this, he got that. But niggas don't even realize I ain't nowhere near.
Nowhere near.
I might be living your American dream, but I'm nowhere near where my dream is, dog.
Yeah, dog.
I got aspirations. I got big dreams, motherfucker.
Big dreams, bro. I might be living your American dreams. That's kind of how, like, I was with Rebecca, right? At H&R Block. It was like that, like the way that she was looking at it, like I was living her American dream. I always kept, even when she was saying stuff like that, I was like, yeah, but I'm nowhere near where I'm going to be. Like, yeah, this is just one. Right? It's just one, bro. I got way more to go, bro. Trust and believe, bro. Like, and she, when I told her that stuff, right, I'm like, yo, I'm nowhere near. And she's like, oh, you're trying to be what's that thing called? I forgot what she said, what word it was, but she was like, you're trying to be a land something. I forgot what it was, but basically it's like I have so many properties, I own so much land out here in Phoenix and the Phoenix metropolitan outside skirts as well. That's what she's basically saying, but there's a term too, I just don't remember what she said. But I'm like, yup. He's like, man, you're starting young. I was like, yup, and stuff like that, right? Like this before we even started the whole process, because she was so shocked of who's sitting right in front of her. You feel me? And it's, I say in the most humblingest way, like, as possible. But at the end of the day, man, I own my light. Like, I know what's up. I'm not going to tuck my tail between my legs and be like, yeah, 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 yeah. No, bruh. Yeah, I'm Justin Blessed, nigga. Yup. Rental property. Yup. Did it. You feel me? Got that mug, bro. Yup. I'm worth the X amount. Yup. Not even just X amount, because that's like $1 to $9. Nah, I'm worth X. That's one. X. That's two. X. That's three. X. That's four. X. That's five. X. That's six. You feel me? And we added one more to the end of the, by the end of the year. You feel me? We got plans and big goals and big dreams, bro. Own my life. I own that mug. And y'all need to own it too. You feel me? Especially y'all listen to me and all that stuff. Like I said, we ain't getting into super deep about like mortgage finances, stuff like that, which most people think this pod will be about that, but it's not. Nah, my guy, it's not about that. It's about just honesty and just vibing with each other and growing and growth, vulnerability, all that stuff, man. You feel me? I'm pretty sure a couple of these pods, bro, your boy gets shed a couple tears live on here. And also, I know when I do live shows, I'm going to be shedding tears and stuff as well, like with the audience and stuff like that, man. It's about growth, man. It's all about the growth, man. But, all right, so back to this, right? So she started doing like the whole like asking me questions. My appointment was at 1 p.m., my guy. 1 p.m., my guy. I ain't get out that mug until 4 p.m., my guy. That's 2, 3, 4. That's 3 hours, bruh. I was in that mug. It was a long process, bruh. Very long. Like, damn, bruh. Like, but I was like smiling and happy all at the same time. I was hungry as hell, too, because I haven't ate all day. When your boy went to the gym, you feel me? Went home, showered real quick, changed up, and came here. Came to the H&R Block. So I was like, damn, bro, I haven't ate all day, bro. But it was cool because I was doing something that, like I said, nobody I know personally have done and been through. So I'm leading the pack and leading the way. So when my sister, Octavia, my sister, Sophie, and my other sister, Amelian, like when them... I mean, when they grow up and I, you know, show them the ropes and stuff like that, like I can lead the pack and I can be that. Like I said, I was going down the path and just following everybody else. But I was like, nah, this ain't for me, my guy. Nah. So I just bust a sharp right turn like, you feel me? And just started make my own path, my own trail, my own footsteps, and we going through to financial freedom. Man, you feel me? I'm going to crash before just following the footsteps of other people that were, I'm not trying to create my life to even be. Like, I'm not trying to do that. Like, no, sir. I might as well just bet on myself, all bread, and crash out. At least your boy tried. You feel me? So, yeah, so we did that, took that damn long, asked a lot of questions, bro, you feel me? Had to finesse it as well, you feel me? Because like I said, it's not about showing that you made money on paper. No, no, no. If you ever get to the step and you're listening to me, it's about showing that you didn't make money on paper. That's what it's about. Expenses, all that mug. Do it, do it, do it, yo. And I didn't really keep track of any of the stuff that I had. But I knew off the top of my head, I was like, yo, like what I have done and so on and so forth. So just a heads up, y'all ever tap into this world, like expenses, whoo, write that mug off. Like there's a reason why. You feel me? And when I walked in there, I was under the impression and like not under the impression, but yeah, under the impression, you feel me? I was already like forecasting a sort of a judgment on myself that I was getting no money. And I haven't got any money in like 3 years or so. But it's a good thing in a way. Like back, you know, when I used to get money all the time, but now like I don't. It's like, or I didn't, right? Like last 3 years, I was just like increasing my income. You know what I mean? And planning out like being financially free and generational wealth and being rich, you feel me? Step by step. So when it came to this year, I was like, yo, this is the most bread I made. And I got a property this. And like, bro, like, I ain't getting no bread, nigga. I ain't getting no bread when I didn't have, like, a property, right? But, like I said, we're finessing, bro. Finessing. Writing down expenses and doing all this. Whoop-de-whoop, this, that, and the third, bro. Your boy got some bread back. Yo, your boy got some bread, bruh. I am so happy, bro. Because I haven't had any in like so long, you feel me? So when she said how much bread I was getting back, I'm like, for real? And she was like, yeah. She looked at me like, she was like, yeah, you didn't expect that? And I'm like, hell nah, bro. Like what? Like I jumped off of my seat. You feel me? But in the beginning, your boy, like before, like we put the expenses and all that other stuff, bro. Your boy was about to owe these people, like it was like 12 bands, bro. It was like 12. Yeah, it was like $12,800 I was gonna owe them, bro. You know, being single, making bread like that, it's like, damn, I'm like, bruh, I ain't trying to do all that. But your boy did it, man. We put our expenses in there and we good with it. You feel me? I'm like, hell yeah. But shoot, yo, that was my day. You feel me? The highlight of it after your boy got some food and came here. You feel me? Chilled a little bit. Watched another episode of the Kanye joint. And shit, I was like, yo, I gotta tap in with my people. So we at this pod, you feel me? So yeah, that was my day, man. I hope y'all had a great day as well. And shoot, we gonna tap in to the episode and everything like that. But there's something I wanted to share with y'all real quick before we super tap into it. I only have like 3, 4, 5, about a couple of things I want to share with you guys on the news report. You feel me? Like news report. News report. So since Canada legalized trees, if y'all know what trees is, aka weed, if y'all know what weed is, aka marijuana, if y'all know what marijuana is, you've been sleeping under a rock. I'm pretty sure I said all the names for everybody to understand. You feel me? Recreational. You feel me? Cannabis. Oh yeah, cannabis, if y'all ain't know. So since Canada legalized trees in 2018, the industry has contributed $43.5 billion, bruh, to the economy in Canada, and also created 98,000 jobs. Round of applause for trees industry. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, shouts to that industry, man. Like I told y'all before, man, I used to sell trees, you feel me? And it's wild to see, like, it's not 100% wild because eventually I knew I was going to get there. You feel me? But it's cool to see that, man. You feel me? Because it does help out a lot of people. I'm going to say it's like 50-50. A lot of people smoke it just to like get high, right? They like the feeling. And a lot of other people smoke it because it helps them in a way that's beneficial for their life. It could be like lower anxiety. They could have like pain, you feel me? Like back pain, arm pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, whatever. crazy migraines. Like, it can chill with that. Like, you know what I mean? It helping, like, just create, like, Tourette's, all types of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so, beautiful thing, beautiful thing, beautiful thing. Another round of applause for the trees industry in Canada doing a damn thing. Yeah. Well, also, it's another thing, right? There's, like, these statistics that came out, and it has the safest countries to relocate in the world, right? And this is an order, so we don't go in order. Number one. No, we'll go from the bottom to the top. You feel me? That would be a little bit better. Yeah. So, number five, Singapore. I heard Singapore is a very green urban place. Like, they use a lot of green, like, natural energies. A lot of plants are, like, everywhere, like, in just random places. Because, you know what I mean? Plants help us breathe, help us stay alive, bro. Like, if the safari in South America, it's, like, a big part of Brazil, right? If that joint was to get wiped out, like, burned away or whatever the case might be, that provides so much clean air for the world, bruh. That big old safari in South America provides so much clean air for us and help us breathe in the whole world. I believe along, like, when it was on fire, I believe this was a couple years ago, the safari was on fire, and the cleanness of our air was decreasing all over the world, bro, because that safari is so huge and it's the biggest in the world and provides for so many people, man. I'm very go earth, go green guy. You feel me? Like, I love plants, bro. But I don't have plants in my place right now, which I would really love some plants. I ain't the best taking care of them either. You feel me? And I don't want them just to die. So, like, I need, like, a plant that, like, I ain't gotta do too much work. But I love, like, a garden, like, eventually, like, you know, with family, kids and all that. Like, I love, well, is it gonna be a garden necessarily? Because I don't necessarily want, like, I'm not gonna say I don't want, but, like, I wouldn't knock it. A garden would be dope. You feel me? Like, fresh fruits, vegetables, stuff like that. Like, hell yeah. Like, who wouldn't? But I would love, like trees, though. Like, plants. You feel me? Like, is a garden, a lot of plants still a garden? If you have, like, a, in your backyard, right? Let's say you don't got flowers or none of that stuff, but you have a lot of plants in your backyard. Is that still a garden? That's a high level question right there. You feel me? That's a high question. You feel me? Like, high off trees, bro. And we just sitting down and I'm like, yo, is a lot of plants a garden, or is garden just like flowers and, you know what I mean? And like vegetables and fruits and stuff. That's a high question. That's funny. But anyway, Singapore, they're hella into that, bro. And that's dope. We'll love to travel there one day. Switch that, rewind it. Going to travel there one day. Got speaking to existence, man. I'm gonna go travel there really, 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 really soon. Within 5 years, because that joint says it's number five. But so within 5 years, I will travel to Singapore. Yeah. Number four is Japan. Hey, Japan, respect, man. Yeah, I really love the Japan flag. I think it's really, really dope. One of the dopest ones. But Japan. I'm going to go there too within 5 years. Japan, dope as hell. Japan has, you can do Mario Go-Kart on the streets, bro. Like, you play a video game on the streets. So you dress up as, whoever want to dress up as Wario, Bowser. I said Bowser. That's the damn internet thing. Bowser, Wario, Mario, Luigi, Peach, you know what I mean? You dress up as them, whoever you want to dress up as. You go in your go-kart and, bruh, you race through the city. And that's something I am going to do and experience. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna share that with you on the pod when I do it. So yeah, Japan's number four for safest. Canada's number three. We just talked about the trees. I've been to Canada before, and Canada's a dope place, hella cold, but your body just adapts to it. You feel me? Yeah, dealing with the snow would be annoying, but I don't know. Like, dealing with the heat out here in Phoenix is like ridiculous, bro. Like, the heat makes you mad. I don't think the cold will make you mad, bro. The cold never makes me mad. If anything, like, I feel better. I'm just cold. You feel me? But the heat makes me mad. And it makes a lot of people mad in Arizona. Like, it's just like, you know what I mean? So anyways, Canada's one of the most safest. You feel me? That's probably why, because it's cold and people don't want to do nothing. People's happy. Another thing, man, Canadians, when I was in Canada, nice, bro. Polite, nice, respectful. I'm pretty sure they got some bad Canadians there. You feel me? But everyone that I encountered when I was there, very respectful. From the people that was working in the hotels to people in the streets, always excuse me and, you know, all this other stuff. And just proper, bro. Just great. I didn't feel like niggas was like looking at me because I'm black with dreads, got dreads back then, or anything like that. Like, it was dope, bro. Canada, dope. Definitely highly recommended. Iceland, number two, which is crazy. When I was in the shower, I was thinking about Iceland today. And I was like, man, I want to go there. So Iceland is, that's dope. And the funny thing about Iceland, it was, I remember they named that place to mislead the invaders. And they said they called it Iceland. That was a real nice place and all that other stuff. And it wasn't like too damn cold, right? Like, it's still cold over there, but not nothing crazy. Niggas live there. And they called Greenland for the invaders to go there. And that's super cold. You feel me? So that's a little history for the history books. But that's one of the safest places. That's number two, which, like I said, cold, bro. Like, hell yeah, it's nice. And number one, round of applause. I mean, I was about to say round of applause. Drum roll, please. Denmark. Yo, like, on some real stuff, like, that can be like a, it sound hard, you know what I mean? Like, that place sound hard. Like, if you can say it kind of nice, like Denmark. But if you want to put some bass in your voice and some other stuff, like a lot of gangbang, try to be some hard stuff, like, yo, it kind of sound like that too. Like, yo, I'm from Denmark, bruh. You know what I mean? Like, yo. But yeah, Denmark is the safest place, country, in the world. And these recently just came out. So that's cool. Hey, another wild thing. Let's get through these joints real quick. McDonald's closed all their 850 restaurants locations in Australia. I mean, not Australia. Man, my bad. I'm tripping. Russia, because of that whole war stuff and whatnot. Yo, Russia is now the most sanctioned nation in the world. You feel me? And shoot, like, they just, whoo, just going crazy. In China, man, these people are soon trying to take over the world, bro. They're considering buying stakes in Russia energy and commodity firms in Russia, bro. I'm telling you, they trying to take over the world, because there's a big Asian community in Africa, big Asian community in the UK, a big Asian community in California, New York. Those two things are up there. Definitely in like Detroit, Michigan and stuff like that. Like, man, it's, they're going up there, bro. And last news on the news report, man, Volkswagen is bringing back the Volkswagen bus. You feel me? Those hippie buses and stuff, they're bringing it back. It's gonna be all electric. I ain't a fan of all that, because I have my style, but not many people like that style and whatnot. So, yo, that was a news report, man. That was the news report with your boy Justin Bless, man. Shoot, let's get into it, bro. Hey, man, I want to actually run it down how my evolve in my clothing was, man, as a kid, right? Because, yo, I was watching Dirk's interview on $1 million worth of game, Lil Durk. Dope interview, bro. And I think everybody should watch that interview. I think it was dope. And he said, man, I hate looking at my old pictures because I used to put whatever together and stuff like that. And I was not matching, not this, not that. I didn't know what I was doing. I used to just go outside. And I was like, damn, I used to be just like that. So I'm like, bro, I should do a pod about that. So, yo, so we just get go down, you feel me? From like when I was young, for as young as I can remember to as young as I can remember, because it's all about keeping the youth in the mind. That's what it's about, man. The words that you speak is powerful. The tongue, most powerful thing that you got. So, all right. So growing up as a super little kid, from the pictures I remember, I used to have like matching sets, right? Sweatsuits in a way. I remember I had this one sweatsuit. I don't remember, but I seen a picture. That is a Phoenix Suns sweatsuit, bro. Like, it's like when I was a young kid, probably like 3, 4 or something like that. You feel me? So that's fly. That's like the only. I don't really have baby pictures, which is whack that, you know what I mean? They ain't take a lot of baby pictures of me. So I can't really tell you how my swag was back then. I'm pretty sure it's average and normal. Grew up in the project, so we didn't have hella bread, so probably like whatever, right? All right, so growing up a little bit older, like let's say like 8 or something like that, me and my brother, well, my mom mainly, she used to dress us as twins. And nigga, we are not twins, not even close, you feel me? Don't look nothing alike. But she used to dress us as twins, man. I don't know if it was cheaper that way to buy like the same exact clothes or whatever, but yeah, we used to dress up as twins, man. Shit was goofy as hell. I ain't like it at all. Never liked it. But being that young, I'd have a place to speak like that. I did, but I chose not to. But I didn't like dressing like that, nigga. You feel me? I want to be my own person. At the end of the day, I have my own identity. I'm my own self. You know what I mean? Own individual. And to twin us like that, I think that shit was trash, nigga. For real. We had like, we used to wear like lame stuff too, like the open toe sandals, you feel me? Like the ones that strap in the back. So I guess like strap open toe sandals. Yeah, them goofy things. And then we had like these, this one went to California, I believe Disneyland for the first time. And there's this picture. And we had like a navy blue shirt with like a line in the middle, like right under the navel, you feel me? It was like white, but mainly navy blue, but that line was white. Then we had like short shorts on, and then we had them lame ass strap open toe sandals, bro. Matching, bro. Same haircut. She was goofy, bro. I was like, why she even do that? Like, what the hell? Hell nah, bro. So then after that, you feel me? Like going to school and stuff like that. Like I was like a product of my environment in a way that I went to school in Alta Vista Elementary School. And that school was, I mean, majority white people. Some Mexican people up in there, you feel me? Very slim cherry picking with the black people. So I was a product of my environment. I had like these one friends that I thought like were pretty damn cool back then. One was named Kyle. He looked like Harry Potter. I don't know why I thought that nigga looked so cool or was cool or whatever the case might be. And then you had Andrew. Andrew was a cool white boy. He was cool. Like, he liked hip hop. He didn't like, I'm not gonna say he liked hip hop like that, but he's a cool white boy. You feel me? He was in tune. I'll say he was in tune. Cool white boy, bro. Skater. Well, they're all skaters, but. And not Andrew. Andre. Andre is his name, bro. Shouts to my mans. He was an always cool dude, bro. And. Which is funny, but I went all the way to high school together, which is wild. Like, we moved, when I moved to, like, Surprise and stuff like that, like, he was there before I moved, and, you know what I mean, went to school out there, which is wild. But anyways, Andre, dope. Shout out to Cody and Cody West and Courtney West. They were twins, and they're real cool as well, real dope. they still got me on Instagram and stuff like that. Seen them about a couple years ago for the first time in like over 10 years. And that was pretty dope. It was for Cody's birthday. Respect to my guys. Shout out to all them, bro. They were cool. But yeah, I was kind of dressed like a white boy though. You feel me? Young white kid. Product of my environment. Didn't really understand like the whole swag and this and that. You know what I mean? Like, didn't understand. But there's these two girls I thought were like swag king, drip king. You feel me? Like, they put that stuff on all together, matching. Like, they were fly with it, bruh. Shouts to, oh, what's their name? Olivia. I know these people's last names. You feel me? I ain't one of those people. You know them people that go to, that talk to other people. They're like, yo, do you remember, do you remember Andrew Cooper from high school? Yeah. Like, you know, Andrew Cooper's, like, they always say the first and last name. Like, you know, like Kyle Billington. Like, they just be talking like that. I'm like, bro, what? I ain't never called somebody their first and last name, bro. Like, together? Hell nah. I'd be like, hey, bro, remember that one nigga named Brickin' Scott? And you know what I mean? They'd be like, my niggas would be like, then we, instead of saying the last name, we would like associate it with like something that happened or how they look. You feel me? We'll be like, you know what I mean? Like Scott, the one that he was trying to holler at Courtney in the cafeteria and Courtney threw fries at him. Like something that like you ain't gonna forget. You ain't gonna make no mistakes. You feel me? Like, nigga, that's how we explain it. You feel me? Like, that's how niggas is. Then, or we'd be like the funny nigga, the funny one. Cause there might be like, I say there's like two, I don't even know guy's name, like two funny Tays, right? Or like two Tays, right? We'd be like, yo, the funny one, or like the funny Tay, or we'll say the basketball Tay. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But we don't ever say their last name. Like, nigga, I don't know y'all last name. I don't know any nigga's last name that I went to high school with other than my best friend, my best nigga, you feel me? RJ, other than that, nigga, I don't know niggas' last names, bro. Like, or the niggas that I chilled with. Like, I'm gonna say that. The niggas that I chilled with personally, like, and we went through stuff together, parties, fights, and all that other stuff all together, I remember them. Their last name. Everybody else, nigga, I'm associate you with, I remember something big that you have done in school. You feel me? So that shit was always weird to me. Niggas ain't be saying that shit. Yeah, remember? Yeah, like, Josephine Martinez, like, nigga, what? How you know they last name? Like, I don't know who you talking about. I just thought that was funny when niggas talk like that. But yeah, man, like, okay, so like, dressing up, I remember I had Tech Deck skater shoes because niggas was all about that skater shit. Like I told you, Andre, Kyle, and them niggas were skaters. I kind of like followed the crowd with it, product of my environment. So I had these skater, I believe like the first ever Tech Deck shoes, bro. They were mad fly. I damn near begged my mom to get them joints. Tech Deck. Bruh. Shoes were fly as hell, bro. Like, back in like, I don't know when, bruh. But they were fly to me back then, right? But I'm looking on Google right now. I see a couple of them. These joints look whack as hell. So back in like, I don't know what year that was, but yeah, Tech Deck had some fly joints. And I'm gonna tell y'all something else, kind of embarrassing, but it is what it is. So, okay, so we're in PE, and this has to do with like dressing, right? We're in PE and had to play this game, and you couldn't have your shoes on. So with me, like I said, like, niggas wasn't like the richest or anything like that. You feel me? And I didn't really like know how to put swag together and all that. You feel me? So, but I knew like ankle socks. I mean, not ankle socks, like mids, crew socks. Like, those weren't cool at the time, bro. At least where I was at, right? They weren't cool at the time. So it was only ankle socks was cool. But I didn't really have a lot of ankle socks, bro. I didn't really have a lot of socks, period. But, like, I have a lot of ankle socks. But ankle socks was that. If I wear something else, like, your boy would get, like, roasted on. You feel what I'm saying? And also, not roasted on, but, like, just, like, I guess it was cool. And also, I didn't wear a lot of, like, matching socks, bro. That's another thing. I wear, like, a kind of mid sock, and I have a crew neck or a super long sock or whatever. But the thing is, I would pull the sock down to make it seem like it's an ankle sock, right? And fold it like at the, have it wrinkled like on my foot, like on my actual foot. And then I put my feet in my shoes, you feel me? So it looked like I have an ankle sock, but I really don't. So I remember we were in PE. And we had to play this game on like this mat, and it's either it's barefoot or you have socks on. And I was like, damn, if I pull my feet out my shoes, everybody's going to see like I have these long ass socks and I folded them and the other sock is not as long and they're going to judge me, make fun of me, all of this. So, bro, I took my... Like, I was hella embarrassed with this joint, bro. I, like, slide my shoe off and my sock off at the same time, nigga. And, like, went on the mat and stuff like that. So, that just had to do something with ankle sock and whatnot. And then, like, when I put it back on, I put my foot in my shoe, in my sock, all at the same time. How I took it off is how I put it on, bro. And I was like, I remember like just sitting there and hope and thinking like, man, hopefully nobody noticed that and stuff like that. Yeah, it's funny stuff, man. It was wild. So your boy used to dress like that. You feel me? Not swag. Not. I didn't have the confidence. None of that stuff, bro. Then your boy got your first dose of hip hop, bro. Your first dose of hip hop, man. And this was a song, bro. I'm gonna play it for y'all. This was the song that like hip hop pulled me in, you feel me? And I was like, this is me. I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was created by black people, and I didn't even really know that like that, you feel me? Because I was around a whole bunch of white people and Mexican people. At the time, my best friend, I'm going to say the closest friend, was a Mexican dude. You know what I mean? Because he lived down the street. His name was Alberto. He moved to California. Shouts to my man. Wherever gets to you, bro. Respect, bro. We stayed on Butler. He stayed like three houses down from me. It was cool. But anyways, I got dosed with this song right here. And that's when black started really kicking in. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And yo, Black, it's time, bro.
It's time.
Bird timing.
Yo.
It's time, man. Alright.
It's hip hop, bruh.
Yeah. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. Where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Yo. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition. A pain, I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out, defeat foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grams with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the Mac-10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, told brothers back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas. One ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arm shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Try to cock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back, and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns or corners, in broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. Four fives and gauges, max and facts, same niggas that catch you back to back, snatching your cracks in black. Yo, is a snitch on the block, getting niggas locked. So hold your stash to the coke price drop. I know this crackhead who says she gotta smoke nice rock, and if it's good, she'll bring your customers and measuring plots. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wives basing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Yo, that right there changed my life, bruh. When I got that dose of first hip hop, oh man, it was to the races after that. I don't know what age I was, bruh, because growing up, we grew up on more Michael Jackson, TLC. Like, this is what my mom would play. So it was a lot of like TLC. I remember TLC, like, heavy, you know what I mean? All them like legendary women singers, respects to them. Round of applause to all of them. You feel me? Janet Jackson too, all that stuff. You feel me? It was like more that than oh yeah, she loved Genuine, so play that. Like R&B 90s type of thing, pop type of thing, like that. You feel me? They're black women, but it wasn't like me. Like, bro, Michael Jackson's cool, but he wasn't like Nas, you feel me? Like, he wasn't this, what I just played. So when I heard this, I'm like, yo. Then I'm like, yo, this is me, you feel me? But I still keep it under wraps because I knew the people I was with would not understand. So, but after that, bro, it started like taking off, you feel me? Like, more hip-hop. More of that, like, yeah, this is more, this is the stuff that I need to be rocking with, because this is me right here. I can relate to them niggas. I couldn't relate to no freaking NSYNC and with spiky hair, nigga. I couldn't even get my hair spiky, nigga. You know what I mean? And like, my boys back then, they used to spike their hair up with gel, but my hair didn't do that. But I remember I would try at home to try to come to school with my hair spiky. Could never work. Then your boy figured out, I forgot who did this. It was probably like one of my cousins did it first or something. They put perm in their hair for a little bit, and then it was able to spike up or curl, depending on how long you put it. I was like, yo, put it a little bit longer so your boy can blend in with the white folks and spike up my hair. You feel me? Damn. It's crazy saying that, but that's really what it was, and that's really what I did. Being a product of my environment, bro. It just is what it is. Let me take a swig real quick of this water. Agua. H2O. Yeah, bro. Like, that's really what I did. And also, they used to, like, dye their hair, right? Like, dye the top or whatever back then. I guess that was the move. And I kind of dyed my hair. Like, it was wild, man, how much you trying to, like, fit in as a kid and all that other stuff. But hip-hop, bro, just seeing niggas having hair like me and stuff like that. And, like, niggas dress so different. But the way that they dress was so, like, yo, nigga, this is fly. Never seen this before. You know what I mean? Back then, niggas used to say, use the word tight, nigga. Like, yo, that shit's tight, nigga. Like, I ain't cuss back then. So I was like, that's tight. You feel me? I remember my mom, whenever I said that's tight, she would be like, if it's tight, loosen it up then. She's so funny, man. I was like, yo, that's just tight. If it's tight, loosen it up then. Yeah, but she funny. But yeah, I was like, yo, that's just tight. What? And like the way people was dressing and stuff, right? So, you know what I mean? We get older and stuff like that. So that Nas joint, what I just played y'all, and so forth, and started really kicking in, listening to hip hop, bro, heavy, right? So, but I, like I said, I only do this at home. I didn't really do this with, you know what I mean, my white friends back then and whatnot, Mexican friends. They didn't really know. So, your boy start figuring out like hip hop clothing. You feel me? Like for us, nigga. You know what I mean? And that was like some stuff I remember was like South Pole, Fat Farm, Rockaware. And my favorite was FUBU, bro. Cause I figured out like what it was, like what it stand for. It was like for us, by us. You know what I mean? And yeah, I was like, yo, for us, from us, by us. And that's tight, bro. Cause that's you know what I mean? That's black people, bro. I'm like, yeah, that's my niggas, man. I wasn't saying nigga back then either. But because I heard it in the word, you know what I mean? I know the ER one, right? And I'm right, this is a punk ass white kid. His name was, what's his name, Bobby? I don't know what his name was, bro. Lame ass nigga. I remember this nigga used to, he called me that before one time. The ER word, the ER one. But like, I was too scared to check this nigga back then. Like, I didn't want to fight, and I didn't know if I could fight. Keep the shit all the way 100 with you either. You know what I mean? Haven't been in a fight yet. So yeah, but yeah. Anyways, niggas, that happened, right? But for us, by us. You feel me? I'm like, damn, that shit fly, right? And then your boy starts sagging too. You feel me? Cousin introduced me to that. I seen the hip hop videos and stuff like that, but cousin introduced me to that, and I'm just like, oh shoot, well shoot, let me your boy start sagging in as well. You feel me? Like hell yeah. Then your boy moved on to about sagging whatever, like. All and everything sagging, bro. I remember like parents used to like trip about it. Still sag. I just want to be cool. You feel me? Then I went to 7th and 8th grade. I left Phoenix when I was in 7th grade. Left Phoenix and then we went to Surprise, bro. And went to a school that was what's that hole called? Thompson Ranch Elementary School. Went over there. And that's why I linked back up with Andre, bro. Because Andre left in like fifth grade or something like that, or whatever it was. And in seventh grade, like half the semester or the full semester was over or whatever, I moved to Surprise. And that nigga Andre went to that same school. And I was like, Andre? He's like, Justin? I was like, oh, that's crazy. And but yeah, but him, right? Anyways, went to that same school, but that school was trash because these niggas had uniforms. I never had uniforms ever. You feel me? From kindergarten to seventh grade, well, half of seventh grade, all in Phoenix, right? Like, I'm like, bro, what the hell is uniforms, bro? Like, it was so whack going shopping for uniforms. Parents was all happy we do uniforms and stuff. Nigga, guess what? Still sagging, nigga. And you had to have your shirt tucked in, bro. Hated that, bro. She was so trash. Didn't have it tucked in, though. Hell nah. They used to always tell me tucking my shirt. Used to always have it tucked down. That shit was trash. I don't know what they thought this was, like a prep school or a private school. It wasn't, bro. This is a public school. What y'all niggas doing? Do having uniforms? No. So I tried my best to put some nigga stuff in it. You know what I mean? And I believe in like seventh grade is when your boy started saying nigga. That's when it like kicked in. And I was like, yeah, I'm fully indulging this hip hop shit for real. And then that's around the time started listening to heavy, you know what I mean? Then I linked up with this one nigga. His name was Eric. Shouts to my mans, bruh. His name was Eric. I remember his last name too. I could say this one. Cause he got more trouble than me, nigga. Like this nigga was like hella trouble. So they used to always say his full name. And his full name is, his last name is so easy. But he used to always be on the intercom calling this nigga to the principal's office. More than me, bro. She was wild. His name was Eric Hooks, man. So shouts to my mans. And he's a nigga, bruh. Feel me? And this nigga had natural curls and stuff like that. And that nigga was a nigga. And so funny about it, bruh, I was about to fight this nigga, bruh. For some reason, we ain't like each other in the beginning, bro. Like, we ain't like each other. And I forgot he said something. I was like, bro, I'll slap you, bro. And he was like, slap me then or something. I'm like, bro, watch. We'll get off the bus, something, something. And we never fought for some reason. Then we became hella cool. Like, yeah, we just became hella cool. Like, it was funny. But anyways, I started chilling with that nigga heavy. And that nigga started putting me onto, like, 3-6 Mafia and all that stuff, right? Like, I remember this nigga. This nigga played this joint for me. This song right here. We about to play this joint. Where the shoes at, bro?
Yeah, you old pussy ass, cake ass, punk ass, trick ass, suck ass, fuck ass, dick of them boot ass, KY jelly packing ass, nigga. You better get your bitch ass up off the street, nigga. You got 5 seconds to get your hating ass up out here, cause there's some real ass niggas in this motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga, y'all know the motherfucking scope, y'all non-snallers, non-smokers, non-sippers. Get the fuck up out of here, bitch.
Nigga, some sipping ass, pouring up ass, smoking ass, getting high ass, nigga. Just 3-6. UGK, nigga, we putting it down in this motherfucker.
That,
and we ain't
feel
playing
me?
With you. Y'all know the motherfuckers.
That, you played me this joint too.
Who running? Who running? Who running? Who running? Who
yo.
Running? Who 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 running?
Just gotta wait till that beat drop.
Who running?
Hey.
Who
hey.
Running?
Hey.
These bitches ain't running. Run shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast. Down. These bitches ain't running. Run shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast. Down. These bitches ain't running. Run shit with y'all mouth. Cause the first hater step the first hater getting toast. Down. These bitches ain't running. Run.
Just for all my players out there rapping.
Spinners. I don't care
where you at, the club,
name,
parking lot, the expressway, whatever. What I want you to do you right me? Now is just stop and let them keep spinning, baby.
I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. They don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. They don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. They don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. They rolling. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. They don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. They don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. They don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners. I'm rolling pedal to the metal, then stop. Take another sip from the serve, then stop. Let my seat back, drop the top, then stop. See me something sexy. Spot that ass, I gotta stop. Ooh. My rims so shiny, they clear like flash screen. Plasma gas fade when they see them. It's hard to breathe like they got asthma. Older people tripping cause they think they seeing things. My car sitting still, but my rims still rolling, man, they off the chain.
Everybody let you spin wheels, bend like a spin meal. Juicy J on certain pills, cruising down the Knoxville. See them things shining, sparking like a diamond. Bumping the opponent while you a lion. Eyes like a Chinese, I'm drinking on the high knee. I'm riding all the strips, any party you can find me. You're rolling with the finest, you know North Memphis highness. We ball to you fall to a player age 90.
I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they rolling. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners, they don't stop. I'm ride spinners, I'm ride spinners.
I got 20-inch spinners on my drive. Nothing but white and yellow rocks in my watch. I'm doing 150, so I'm watching for the cops. Since I'm in a Lamborghini, I ain't go stop. I'm packing my Glock, believe it or not, I'm ready to bust. I'm down here, we drink purple.
Man, we drink that too.
So grab a cup, juice, so I can pull it up. And if you represent your hood, go and throw it up.
It's the L, I L, F L I P. If I ain't smoking trees, I'm poking free. So throw the Rover keys and let me roll. Cause this the way we ball, I'm just letting you know. We like our music slow, but our cars go faster. I'm in a V12 with my cousin Big Shasta. I'm Lil Flipper, and I'm a top 10 seller. Everybody's slowing down cause my drop is yellow. I'm Brad Spillers.
You feel me, bro? Yo, that dude Eric blew my mind when he started playing 36 Mafia, man. So shouts to them, legendary group, bro. They helped me to evolve in my, like, tapping into my nigga. You know what I mean? 36 Mafia, for real. And then you had someone that shut the game down. He, yo boy, man, he that joint changed. This changed when this joint dropped. There's like MySpace and stuff like that. When this dropped, bruh, change your boy life on the way that I dress like the nigga and everything, bruh. You feel me? So let's play it, yo. Y'all know this, bruh. Y'all know this.
Soldier boy, I tell
you. Feel me?
Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called a soldier boy.
Yo!
Just gotta punch, then crack back 3 times from left to right. Soldier boy, I'm in it. Oh, why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that soldier boy? That Superman, that all. Oh, now why me you?
Crank that
soldier. 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 Now what? Soldier boy, I'm in it. Oh, why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman, that all. Now why me you?
Crank that
soldier. Now why me you?
Crank that
soldier. Now why me you?
Crank that
soldier. Now why me you?
That
song. Now what?
Soldier boy been it.
Oh.
Why me lean and why me rock?
Superman that. Oh.
Yeah, why me crack that Robocop? Super friend, I why me jock? Jocking on them haters, man.
When I do that, soldier boy, I lean to the left and crack that thing. Now
you.
I'm jocking on your jockin', and if we get the fight, then I'm cockin' on your coach. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crank it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby nates.
Soldier boy, I'm in it. Oh, why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman, that all.
Now why me you?
Crank that soldier.
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 Now what?
Soldier boy, I'm in it.
Oh,
why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman, that
all. Now why me you?
Crank that soldier.
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 Now what?
I'm bouncing on my toes.
Why me soup so damn
hard? I'ma pass to a rap and he gon'
crank it up for show. Yo, man, hip-hop is what changed your boy how to dress, for real, man. Hip-hop was the move. Yo, after that, right, that's when we had the, like, the big shirts, bruh. You feel me? Had to have, like, 2 shirts on, sometimes even 3 shirts in them hoes. You feel me? All had to match with the socks and all that other stuff. I still didn't have, like, the right shoes, though, bro. Like, the shoes that I wanted were, like, Jordans, Air Forces, all this. And your boy didn't have the bread. Like, parents didn't have the bread, I guess, for the shoes or the type of style that I want. Then again, they weren't shopping at where I wanted to shop. Niggas would shop at Ross and Walmart and stuff like that. But, yo, I went to shop at the mall, and we never would go there. Like, I didn't go to Foot Locker until I was, like, much older, stuff like that. Like, until I had, like, my own bread. Really, shoot. And I didn't buy from Foot Locker, Chic. Those were the 2 places over here, Finish Line as well, until, shoot, I was selling drugs and had my own money, you feel me? And then we started buying the shoes that I wanted, whatever. But, shoot, I started sagging harder, too, because Soulja Boy had his big-ass clothes on and all that. I was like, shoot, me too, you feel me? Yo, I had a rubber band chain. I don't know if y'all remember him, A-Rab, and them niggas that he used to chill with rock rubber band chains. And I had rubber band chain as well. This, like, in high school and whatnot. Like, I had them. I had, like, 2 of them homes. 2 of them hoes. Cleveland had one. His was like colored and stuff like that. That was one of the niggas I chilled with in high school. And also Kendall had one as well. It was cool, man. We had rubber band chains, man. She was kind of fly. It was like the only one in school with them hoes. So that was dope, you feel me? That's Soulja, you feel me? And then I was like, yo. Then you had like, it's crazy how, like, music really dictate a lot of things that happen, right? And the way that I dress, bro, like, I don't know if people understand how powerful hip hop is. Like, for me at least, bro, I give it credit for so many things that I personally have done in life. Like, I projected the stuff that I listened to, whatever, especially when it comes to the type of clothing when I was younger, bro. Like, it's how your nigga dress, man. And then I remember, like, this is a nigga at church, his name was Josh, and I remember he started dressing all smaller, whatever, like smaller clothes and stuff. He got away from, like, the big clothes real soon, real early, but I didn't. You feel me? But there's a verse that I'm pretty sure y'all know and changed a lot of people. Outside of Jim Jones. Jim Jones, he's the nigga that been with the, you know what I mean, tight fit, you know what I mean, like fit clothes and yo size and all that. He been on that stuff, bro. And that's that one nigga. But this changed a lot of people way of dressing, especially me and a lot of other people I was around. Yo, let's play the song. I'm pretty sure y'all know it. It's a classic. What you used to think of, man? What you used to think of?
Yeah. I used to think about immature things.
Oh, where? Like what?
You know, like, do you love me?
Oh.
Do you want me?
Oh.
Are you gonna call me like you said you
would? Oh.
Is this really your real phone number?
Wait a minute, motherfucker. Do it. See, mama stayed on me, so I turned out pretty good. But if you wanna try, suck a Nike, we can do it. Sleep. Calling RPM if I bullet sheep. Count them for the rest of your life. Yeah, yeah, your partner got away, but now he vegetable like. So I send his mom and dad a whole case of V8. He could die any second. How much longer it's gonna take? Gonna get it over with. Oh, what if you were in my lovers? Then you might be the dopest. I would flush it down the toilet like the boys in blue when they come through with the moves and they kicking down the door. And they don't care who they shoot, but we do care who they shoot. So we do what we must do. So we act like we run track, then we run straight to the back. But they coming from the back, so we run back to the front. They say get down on your knees. We say what the fuck you want? They want cheese, they want bread, they want dough, they want more. That I wanna give them, but if I keep talking, they won't know that my cousin in the back, and we call him Roller Ruler slash Plumber Cash Runner, and he fight on them computers. Log out.
Fuck niggas wanna check, shit tight, no slick. Just bought a Cadillac.
Put some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
Put some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
I feel like a DJ today, bro.
Quick. Joe wanna check, shit tight, no slick. Yeah, I'm a city Cadillac.
Put some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac. Shout out to Rich Boy, we all wanna be Rich Boy. Alabama bricks a boy, tryna get the big toys. 212 motoring, tell Harry throw some D's on the bitch. Now I'm getting fly, couple G's on the fit. I'm at the jewel now, throw some freeze on the bitch. I got a chest cold and I might sneeze on the bitch. We at the strip club, we throw some G's on that bitch.
Cause
we
ballin',
we all outcast. Cars, we copping cash, chop shop to add the stash. Cop cars can kiss my ass. The car wash, my whips glowing. No tints, we fish bowling. No top of the pits blowing. And we go hard, zone 4, D-boy squad. We don't need the bars, coach's lawyer, baby, just to beat the charge. We got a fetish, cop and speedy cars. Charge it to my Visa card, they never thought that we get lost.
Lunatics in bed, St. Louis on the map.
Yo, you feel what I'm saying, man? And there's another verse on a different song that when he was like, make your mama proud, take that shirt two sides down. You know what I mean? Like when Andre 3 Stacks said that. And that was a legendary verse as well. So, yeah, man, hip hop, bro. Hip hop changed your boy in the way that your boy dress and all that. Like, he, I mean, them whole collective movement help your boy change up. And that's when I started dressing a little bit smaller clothes and stuff like that. still wasn't putting it all the way together yet. You feel me? Still was a sauced up, dripped up. Nah, I was just like trying to still figure it out a bit. I remember before Andre and Jim Jones, you feel me? I used to have like I said, big old shirts, all types of colors, pink, yellow, black. Red was my favorite, of course, because red my favorite color. Blue, big shirts, bro, like 3X, 2X, nigga. And I was like 130, nigga, like 125, 120, nigga, big ass shirts like that. I remember also, I used to wear brown too. I don't know why the hell I wear brown, because brown, I don't know, man, that color ugly. But I know why. I wear brown. I did brown stuff because my first long-term girlfriend at the time, she liked brown. Like, brown was her favorite color. And she also liked blue, like baby blue. So I would have those just to show off in front of her to, like, get her to, like, date me or whatever and whatnot. Eventually, I did date her and all that. But, yeah, nigga, like, but that's why a nigga had brown. I remember I bought these one shoes from Burlington. They had Tupac on there. Oh, I had those other like glossy shirts as well. You feel me? They had like Biggie was on them shirts. Like legendary hip hop people were on them. You feel me? You had Biggie. I had a Tupac one that had like, you couldn't wash it, bro, because it had glitter. And all, it'll say Machiavelli. Like, man, I wish I had a freaking picture of this joint shirt. This is probably my favorite shirt growing up. Tupac on the mug. It was red. I got from Burlington's Coat Factory. And I had like these Air Force looking shoes. That was like crocodile, like outline type of thing. Like, they're brown and dark brown trash. But the only reason why I did it and got those was to show off for my ex, you feel me, back then when I was younger. Man, right now, never get those. But anyways, yeah, you feel me? Those joints. Had those glitter shirts too, you feel me? Airbrush shirts, had them joints too, you feel me? And then I went to another phase. Your boy had the cargo shorts, man. Cargo shorts, had funny shirts, and like rock star belts. Rock star belts with the studs, you feel me? Yo, had hella of them hoes. And the thing is, cargo shorts, the funny shirts, like, they were, like, they're really, like, subliminally, like, sexual shirts, bro. Like, it was funny. Like, I had, like, this one shirt that was, like, blow me for good luck, right? But it had dices. It had, like, two dices. But, so, it's like, you know what I mean? Give me head type of thing. And I had another shirt that was, like, it was a blue shirt. This was probably like one of my favorite shirts as well. Like, this shirt was funny as hell. So it was like, it showed like these, like, you know how like the bathroom stick, the bathroom logo, right, type of thing. So like, yeah, the girl bathroom type of logo, she was like on 4 points. She was like on all fours. Then the guy was like behind her type of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Hitting the doggy style type of thing, hitting it from the back. And then there's like a TV. And like the wording over it was like, so we can both watch TV. But like, he had down the shirt, bro. You can't wear these at school. I still wore them at school, bro. You feel me? But whenever like a teacher will come back, I just like cross my arms. I mean, teacher will like pass me or something like that. I just cross my arms. You feel me? It's like they don't know what's on my shirt, bro. I was doing the most, bro. And the cargo shorts, and I would have like this one. Yo, we was past all the ankle socks and all that. Now it's crew necks is a style. So, nigga, crew necks, that's all the type of socks that I had. And that's mainly the socks that I still wear till this day. I have no shows. I don't really do ankle socks. It's either no shows or crews. That's it. We don't play in between, because I think the in-between ones are goofy as hell. Like, it messes up, like, the shoe, I think. It's either you showing the full shoe, just the shoe on display. That's what the no shows. You feel me? Or you showing the shoe with the sock, which is, like, the full sock. Like, it's weird when niggas wear ankle socks, bro. Like, with like, it can be any shoe, bro. It just looks off. Especially, like, with Air Forces and shit. I'm like, yo, that shit's weird, bro. I don't know, but I know a lot of, like, down south niggas do that. And I don't know, I just thought that was, I guess being like in Phoenix and I'm more like on the west coast, like it's weird. I don't know, but it is what it is. I know niggas in New York don't even do that either. So it's like, I gotta be down south. Cause my down south nigga, he was saying like niggas do that. And I was like, I guess. So yeah, but like the cargo shorts, the funny shirts, the rock star stud belts, I was rocking that. I stole all that stuff, bro. And this is before I was selling trees and all that. Stole all of it, the whole thing. So that was that. When I started putting stuff together a little bit, starting to really find my way. You feel me? Oh, I remember this one dude, bro. His name was it's funny. His name was Cam, and I got a nigga named Cam, but his name was Cam, and some other nigga named Nathan in high school. Them two, like, I didn't dress the best, not at all, but nigga, I was the one that was stealing and doing all the big stuff. You feel me? Getting in the most trouble. But these niggas used to make fun of me sometimes, but it is what it is, dope. Cause look at your boy now. Start putting the shit together now in college. You feel me? Selling drugs and all that. So I could go to the shoes and, I mean, go to the mall, buy whatever I want, really start putting shit together. And when I wasn't putting that stuff on, I was wearing and I was just on my chill day and whatnot, I was in basketball shorts. Stole them hoes too. Never bought those. White tee. Stole them hoes too. Never bought those. It was like Pro Club, or I have like Hangs white tee, but Pro Club was like the thing. Pro Club, man, them shirts are so damn thick, bro. It's not even funny, bro. You be sweating. Whenever niggas went to a party or something like that, had a Pro Club on, niggas was sweating like a mug, bro. And I had Nike slides, you feel me? Like that was the to go to. It was, but you have a white shirt, black shorts, white crews, and black slides, Nike slides. That was like the, that was our niggas, you know what I mean? That's what most niggas wear. If it was that, it's a black shirt, black socks, black shorts with Nike slides, black. Like, that was our niggas, man. That's how we rocked, real talk. Then, shoot, I start really developing into my style, like into me. You feel me? This, when this shit kicked in, man, this had to be like 22 and whatnot. I started to really get into, like, what do I like and what am I really going to do and not getting inspired by outside influences. Yeah, I'm gonna still rock with hip hop, but like, you know what I mean? Like me though. And that's why I saw, I don't know where I seen it or how or whatever, but I always loved like an athletic type of fit, bruh. Like I always loved that shit. Even when you're not going to the gym, I love it when you're out. Not too athletic, like you can still be outside with it. You know what I mean? Not like you got compression shorts on and all that. That's too athletic. You can't be wearing that to Walmart or out and about to the mall. Like, nah, I'm talking about athletic, you can still wear it, right? So this is when Adidas pants kicked in for me. Other niggas was wearing joggers. I ain't never been a fan of joggers. That was never me. Never liked them. I like the cuff at the bottom. Like, it just looked weird. I'm like, bro, sweatpants is sweatpants all the way through and through. But joggers though, never liked them hoes, bro. Never liked them. Right now I got one pair, but because that's it. But like, that's my only pair I've ever owned. When that shit was going crazy, like niggas was rocking that shit, that's crazy. I was with Adidas pants, nigga. I was the first person that I know personally that rock with Adidas soccer pants, bro. Not just the Adidas pants regular. I'm talking about the soccer pants, the one that like the slim fit. You feel me? The one that's fitted on you. That was me, bro. I don't even remember where I got it from or anything like that, but I was the first. I see niggas in Arizona, Phoenix, anywhere, old high school niggas, whatever. Nobody ever, I've never seen these niggas wear these pants, bro. And I got this idea. I don't know how exactly, but I got it from New York, bro. The niggas in New York, I don't know what, because I follow like New York stuff on Instagram and stuff like that, because this had to be like around 22-ish. Yeah, like 21, 22, like around there. That's when, because yeah, that's how, because I seen it in New York, bro. And I got my first Adidas sweatpants in New York, bro. And the whole fit, like the, like I loved how Run DMC had they joint, right? They had the Adidas jumpsuit and whatnot with the shell toes. but I just felt like it was a little too baggy for my style. But then I seen a nigga in New York had the soccer joints, and I'm like, yo, that is fly. And when I came back, well, I bought my first red one. It was a whole jumpsuit. I had the red jacket with the red pants, you feel me? And I brought that joint back to Arizona, bro. First nigga out here, I ain't see nobody with it. I don't care what you say. It was me, nigga. If you weren't from New York and you weren't out here, I didn't see it, nigga. And I see nobody. I was the first, nigga. And from this point on, bro, I put the rest of the family on, bro. And everybody that be wearing this stuff and be seeing me, bro, it's me, my nigga. So the whole fam wear it now, which is cool, you feel me? I brought the wag. I brought the style to it. And I've been wearing it like long ass time. Also, what goes with the fit also is boxers, bro. I got super into boxers, bro. Super into the mug. So I used to wear crisp boxers because of Tyga. He posted, he was like a partnership with them, whatever. I started buying them and stuff and whatnot because I didn't like boxers, bro. I like boxer briefs, but I didn't like boxer briefs like hangs. My mom used to give me because I didn't like that cotton feel like that. I want them to be a little bit longer, like just feel better, right? And I like compression pants. I mean, compression shorts for the gym, but I don't like wearing compression shorts just outside and about. So I need something right in the middle. So I went to Crisp, CRRIP, and they had their joints. You feel me? SP, my bad. They had their joints, and I was like, yo, that's fly. Because Tyga had his joint. He was like a brand ambassador, I don't know, something like that. Started buying from them. And then I clicked and somehow I found Ethica. I've been wearing Ethica for I don't even know how long, bro. Before any of this got super popular, they start really embracing the hip-hop community, bro. I was wearing Ethica, bro. Ask anybody that rock with your boy. I even said, I was like, bro, this shit's getting blow up, bro. Like me and the owner would talk on Instagram, bro. You know what I mean? Like, and I was trying to get like a deal with them because even though I grew up white and had like how I told y'all my style, whatever, but some shit I still kept an eye on, like X Games. I still would watch that. And I would watch like the highlights. I didn't really watch it as much when I got older, but I still watched the highlights, right? And some rider being some motocross, because that was my favorite thing. Motocross freestyle. Niggas do backflips with the dirt bikes. He had on Ethica, and I was like, yo, what the hell are those? I looked that joint up. This is before this shit even blow up, got big or anything, went into hip-hop, and now all these niggas is wearing it and stuff like that. Nigga, I've been on that, bruh, before they endorsed anybody black, bruh. I was on that mug. Then I got away from it. Now I'm supporting my black niggas, bruh. So we PSD over here with the boxers, bruh. PSD. That's with Jimmy Butler. Also Kyrie Irving, and I believe they have another NBA person. But I'm with PSD, bro, because it's black owned and I support them. I like Kyrie and PSDs, they feel better. And I feel like they don't got as many designs as Ethica does, but I like their designs better and I like the material better. So PSD, man, shout out to them. Shop over there. They're not telling me to do this or anything like that, but shop over there. That boxers keep you right. And people always ask me, well, not people always ask me, like girls will ask me, right? Whenever the ones that like a smash or whatever the case might be, they see my boxers, but oh, where'd you get those? And I like explain, that's what the Ethica and all that, right? They're so used to niggas wearing boxers. They're like, how come you wear like boxer briefs? Like those designed and all that. And I was like, because gravity is not your friend. And I'm going to make sure, like, my balls, my dick is held up, bro. Because if you were a boxer, you should just loose with it, always hanging down. Bro, gravity is eventually, over time and over years, to keep that mug down. And your shit, when it gets hard, bro, it just gets hard down there. But you're going to have to still lift it up to put it in the pussy. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, yo, I know gravity is not your friend. It's kind of like bras for women. You can tell the women that don't wear bras like that. Their titties be sagging heavy way faster than it's intended to even sag. Like, I'm not going to say it's intended because we were born just like this without bras. You know what I mean? Like back in the caveman days, niggas didn't have bras. So I'm not going to say intended. But to keep them more perkier, longer for longevity, you can tell the difference between women that don't wear bras and stuff like that. You can just tell, bro. And yeah, I was like, man, as a nigga, yeah, I can't do that. My dick gotta be right. So boxer briefs all day, every day when I'm a older person, but I'm still gonna be young when I'm younger. You feel me? The younger every year, I'm still rock boxer briefs, nigga. PSDs, bro. PSD.com. Y'all go shop over there, support them, man. Black business, keep the dollar bounce with the black community. Yeah, you feel me? Ethica cool too. I just bounce from them, bro. You feel me? It's bounce from them and start rocking with Kyrie and my niggas. Yup. So then my style developed into I started being more like dressed up, bro. Like put together like the slacks with the dress shoes, nigga. Dress socks, nigga, with the freaking, you know what I mean, the button up, you feel me? Didn't like ties. Still don't like ties. Never really liked ties. I remember like family pictures used to force like ties on us, and that shit was trash. But I always loved bow ties though. Bow ties was the thing. Bow ties was the thing, bro. And I started rocking bow ties like heavy. Bought hella of them. Still got them. So when I was at like Wells Fargo being a teller, people used to love coming in and see my bow ties, because I would always have a new bow tie on, different bow ties. And I would get the mugs off Amazon, and you can buy like 20 a pack, bro, for like $40 or something like that. Something light. Had that bow tie on, bro. Ooh, fly, bro. Heavy. So they said, yo, Mr. Bowtie just called me that. I had a bow tie and I got $1 million smile. Man, bro. Like, it was fly, bro. But that's basically my evolve, man. But right now, your boy's like an athletic wear, bro. Anything real athletic, like I told you, that was what I was vibing with. That's what was cool for me for a long time, but I just didn't tap into it until your boy went to New York. Then the Adidas pants kicked in, and I brought that joint to Arizona. Now Arizona, damn near a lot of people and everybody got them Adidas pants. But nigga, I was like the first nigga, straight up nigga. Back in 2012, 13, niggas, when I had my first pair, and ever since then I've been rocking and rolling. And I got grip of them hoes now. And I will say this as well: Adidas soccer pants and them fit pants, 100% way better than Nike track pants type of thing, or soccer pants, however you want to take it. Like, way better, bro. Adidas, hands down, bro. Like, Nike, you got to step your stuff up. Like, that three stripe, and then, like, now I'm just a three stripe. The material that those pants are created is just way better than the Nike ones. Nike ones, I just feel like, they kind of like, huh, whatever with it. They see Adidas was going crazy, but Nike, I personally feels like kind of like the bigger brand. So they just want to put something together and just threw it on together. And then they like put hella tax on it. But Adidas pants, hands down, bro, they got me. But the thing is, you can't wear Adidas pants with Jordans, or you can't wear the Adidas pants with Nikes. You know what I mean? I got more Nikes. I like Nike shoes over Adidas. I'm over Adidas shoes. You feel me? Buy like Adidas pants over Nike pants. So you got like, damn, I can't really be mixing the brands like that, because that should look goofy. But yeah, yeah, man. So now my style, bro, it's simple. You feel me? Like, I got to like shirts. I'm not really too big in shirts, bro. I'm really like white tees, black tees. You feel me? I wear my Blessed brand, of course. Yeah, bro, like styles, but I put it together now, bro. When I tell your boy fresh, your boy fresh, and I put that shit together, your boy step off fire. Yo, I can do whatever, however style that you want. Business meeting, business casual, dressed up like your boy going to a wedding, the gym, chill day. Whatever, however you want to put it, bro, I put it together like the best. I personally feel I can mix the colors up. I'm very comfortable in my skin. So, bro, I can wear pink, I can wear purple. It don't even matter. I got that stuff in my closet. Not hella of it, of course, but sometimes I want to throw niggas off with it, bro. Rock that purple. That's a royalty color, man. And they be like, damn, okay, that joint hitting. Like, yeah, bro, I got pink Air Forces, bro. Them hoes fire too with the gum bottoms. Nigga, stop it, nigga. I put this shit together right now. But yo, that's the evolve of my clothing, bro, and the evolution and stuff. You see where I started and where I'm at now. And when you see me in person, you know I put that joint together, man. Yo, man, I want to say, man, I appreciate y'all for staying tuned in with me, man. I love doing this. And I hope you guys love listening to me and being with me through this time, man. Ah, it's a blessing. Yo, man, it's Justin Bless. Justin Bless, nothing less. And we about to be out of here so we can get some rest. You feel me? For tomorrow's a new day. It's gonna be a blessing. I hope that you guys get to see tomorrow with me, God willing. God blessings, man. Woo! Subscribe if you haven't. Share, please, man. That share button. It don't take you much. It don't take nothing from your pocket. It don't make you less of a person. Just share my creativity, my artistry that I'm putting out to the world. So please share, please share, please share. One share can definitely change my life and help me grow my podcast, so please do that. Man, I greatly appreciate y'all. Like always, thank you for tuning in to the most vulnerable, the most prolific, most entertaining, most honest podcast, most vulnerable podcast, man. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.